Headline: Roadside Grill and Il Radicchio buildings could be raised for new apartments. A long-dormant plan to redevelop an aging office building and two restaurants between Rosslyn and Courthouse has been revived. D.C.-based The Fortescues has filed a conceptual site plan application to build a seven-story, 85-foot-tall apartment building at the intersection of Wilson Boulevard and Ann Road Street. Headline: Police, man fired gun in Rosslyn apartment building, caused flooding. A 40-year-old Arlington man is in jail after police say he fired a gun in an apartment and caused extensive flooding. The incident happened Tuesday afternoon at the recently built Cortland Rosslyn apartment building, at 1788 North Pierce Street. Initial reports suggest that a large police response was sent to the building after a man who was set to be evicted was believed to be armed and causing damage inside his apartment. Headline: Chopped in Rosslyn moving a door down to a smaller, eco-friendly space. Chopped in Rosslyn is moving a door down from its original location on Enlin Street to a smaller space and eco-friendly store model. The fast casual salad purveyor announced yesterday that the current Chopped in Rosslyn will close on Tuesday, November 22 and shift over to a smaller space next door. That new location at 1735 North Lynn Street will open 6 days later on Monday, November 28. It will be open Monday through Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Headline: Columbia Pike Taco Spot popular on Instagram is now closed, likely moving early next year. A Columbia Pike Taco Spot that has gained a following on social media has closed until next year and is likely moving. Nono's Taqueria announced last week to its nearly Instagram 61,000 followers that it was temporarily closing its location at 3207A Columbia Pike, tucked between Panda Bowl and Family Kebab House. But better things are yet to come, continued the post. Headline: County manager says leftover funds needed to balance the 2024 budget. Predicting a potential $35 million deficit in the 2023-24 fiscal year, Arlington County Manager Mark Schwartz recommends putting nearly all of the unspent funds from last fiscal year toward balancing that budget. Yesterday, Tuesday, the Arlington County Board approved the close of the 2021-22 budget with nearly $26.9 million in unspent, unencumbered closeout funds left over. In the same meeting, county staff briefed the board on its grim predictions for the 2023-24 budget, planning for which is already underway. Headline: Friends remember Braylon Mead's hustle on and off the basketball court. Braylon Mead's classmates would know he was already seated by whether his basketball shoes were outside the door. He'd get up at 5 a.m. and after a workout, go to class at 7:30. Everyone said he would smell horrible. He would leave his shoes outside the classroom because he smelled so bad, his teammate, James McIntyre, said with a laugh.